The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Occasionally I'll talk about biblical archaeology, the latest discovery, and they just keep coming and coming and coming, that substantiate biblical truth. Biblical stories, biblical characters, biblical cities. And I've said this, there have been probably hundreds of thousands of archaeological discoveries in the last 100 years in Israel, in the Holy Land, that have biblical significance. Not every archaeological discovery in Israel pertains to the Bible. I get that. But those that do, not one of them have ever put into question any historical event, person, city, etc., in Scripture. Rather, they have substantiated them. They've validated them. Pardon me. So I continually say, it's getting harder and harder and harder to be a biblical skeptic. There's just so much proof. Well, I think the same is true on a different level. This whole transgender thing. It is getting harder and harder and harder to reject clear, settled science on transgenderism. And clear, settled science says it doesn't exist. There is no such thing as transgenderism except in the minds of confused, mentally disturbed individuals. And when I say mentally disturbed, I do not use that as a pejorative. I say that with compassion, but with truthfulness. It is getting more and more difficult to deny clear biology. DNA, settled science, and more studies are coming out around the world and now in America as well that call into question what the liberal left, politically and even medically, pretends to believe about transgenderism. Here is one of the latest. NHS report, that's the National Health Service, that's government health care in Great Britain. Headline, NHS report finds, quote, remarkably weak evidence to support medical gender transition for minors. Here's the story. An independent review of gender-related medical care for minors and young adults submitted yesterday to Great Britain's National Health Service found that previous studies on the topic are of poor quality and there is very limited evidence on the longer-term outcomes associated with medicalized transition. Continuing, this is an area of remarkably weak evidence, and yet results of studies are exaggerated or misrepresented by people on all sides of the debate to support their viewpoint. Hilary Cass, who led the review, wrote in the introduction, again quoting, the reality is we have no good evidence on the long-term outcomes of interventions to manage gender related distress. The report is now being dubbed the CAS report or the CAS review. Peer-reviewed, independent research released and given to Great Britain's National Health Service. Again, quoting, from 2009 to 2016, the number of adolescent females referred rose from 15 to 1,071, and the number of female children referred rose from 2 to 138. Meanwhile, the number of adolescent males rose from 24 to 426, and the number of male children rose from 10 to 131. And the report indicates this is not medical. This is social contagion. It's a fad. The report recommends that children and young people referred to the NHS for gender-related services receive a holistic assessment that includes screening for neurodevelopmental conditions, including autism spectrum disorder, and a full mental health assessment. The focus on the use of puberty blockers for managing gender-related distress has over, listen to this. Let me start this paragraph again. Listen carefully. The focus on the use of puberty blockers for managing gender-related distress has overshadowed the possibility that other evidence-based treatments may be more effective. What would that be? Counseling? Therapy? This is what so many people have been saying for such a long time. These young people, these children and adolescents, are suffering from a mental illness. And the way you treat a mental illness is not through puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and certainly not surgery. The new report cites studies performed by the University of York, which shows that puberty blockers did suppress puberty, but compromised bone density and found, listen carefully, no changes in gender dysphoria or body satisfaction. The available evidence does not suggest that hormone treatment reduced the risk of death by suicide, according to the CAS report. Our governor, Mike DeWine, if this bill goes into existence here in Ohio, kids are going to kill themselves. No, Mike DeWine, there is no evidence of that whatsoever. None. In fact, the evidence is in the other direction. Now, this CAS report is a bombshell, at least it should be. It is being called, quote, a landmark study released yesterday, released by British pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass. Quote, it confirms children presenting with sudden onset gender dysphoria are actually suffering from other mental health diagnoses. Cass's research reveals that children who think they are transgender disproportionately have mental health issues stemming from a difficult family situation or domestic abuse. Cass's groundbreaking report reveals that mental health therapy is the best approach for gender dysphoric children rather than putting them on hormones or puberty blockers or performing irreversible surgeries. This is huge. And it flies in the face of what we hear from the President of the United States. Many, 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 many American pediatricians who are turning their back on science and biology because of social pressure themselves. This explosion of transgenderism can be traced to social contagion. And it seems that the support in the medical community can be traced to exactly the same thing. Social contagion. Doctors are afraid to swim upstream. They're afraid to buck the trend. They are afraid to stand out. And many of them are willing to mutilate children rather than resist the leaders in their own profession. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think that is prosecutable. If it can be determined that a pediatrician, a surgeon, knows that transgenderism doesn't really exist, but because of social pressure within their own profession, they prescribe these hormone treatments, puberty blockers, and even surgery, I think they should be prosecuted. I really do. The evidence is growing stronger and stronger and stronger that transgenderism is a complete hoax. And it's going to become more and more difficult for the medical profession and left-leaning politicians to continue the lie, including our own governor. All right, quick break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Okay, I made you a promise when Donald Trump was elected president. If he does something praiseworthy, I'll praise him. If he does something worthy of criticism, I'll criticize him. I made you the same promise with Joe Biden. If he does something praiseworthy, I'll praise him. If he does something worthy of criticism, I will criticize him. Well, during the Trump presidency, I did a whole lot more praising than criticizing, although I did my fair share of criticizing when I felt it was appropriate. Joe Biden. I have found almost nothing to praise him for and a whole lot to criticize him for. But I made you a promise. If he does something, says something that is worthy of commendation, I will commend him. And today is one of those very, very, very few times. If you were listening yesterday, I posed a question. The entire world is yelling, screaming, shouting at Israel. Ceasefire! Ceasefire! You've got to have a ceasefire in Gaza. And I said, why isn't anybody calling on Hamas for a ceasefire? Why isn't anybody yelling and screaming and shouting at Hamas, who started this whole thing, demanding that they accept a ceasefire? I think I just said that it was either yesterday or the day before. Well, that's why I was pleasantly surprised and pleased when I saw this headline this morning. President Biden says it is now up to Hamas to agree to a ceasefire proposal. I thought, really? He actually said that? And I had to read it and read it. And yes, quoting from the story, President Biden called on Hamas to accept the current ceasefire proposal while his administration eagerly awaits the terrorist group's response. Quote, "It's now up to Hamas," the president said during a Wednesday afternoon press conference with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio. Quote, "They need to move on the proposal that has been made." In addition, CIA Director Bill Burns met with fellow negotiators in Cairo, where he presented the United States' latest proposal. It included a pause in fighting for 6 weeks, the release of Israeli hostages first, and would allow for a surge in direly needed humanitarian aid. The U.S. has proposed a deal that calls for the release of at least 40 of the remaining hostages, women, men over 50 years old, and men who are younger but in need of medical attention. And he's put the ball in Hamas's court. Well, finally. Now, here's the problem. Hamas has said, we don't have 40 living hostages. They're admitting that the majority of the hostages have either died in captivity or have been murdered by Hamas. Now, they're not saying we would love a ceasefire, but we can't come up with 40 hostages. They're just saying, we can't keep up the deal because we don't have 40 hostages. The White House is demanding an answer from Hamas. Are you going to accept the ceasefire? And what reasonable people know, Israel has been willing to negotiate a ceasefire for a long time. It has been Hamas that has refused. So, a little commendation for President Biden. And then there's this. During the same press conference, he said that 100 aid trucks have gotten into Gaza in recent days, but that's not enough. Well, here's the only problem. President Biden said 100 aid trucks, and that's not enough. The problem is more than 1,000 aid trucks have gotten into the strip over the last 3 days. Yeah, the president was only off 1,000 trucks. That's all.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.